Our epistle for this first Sunday in Advent is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and in jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 to 33. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the power of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand." And he spoke to them a parable. "Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, we are starting a new liturgical year. Last Sunday, we were asked to examine ourselves to see how well we have made use of the graces that have been afforded us throughout the year. Now we're called to start over again, if you will. We have the Advent wreath. The Advent wreath represents the 4,000 years before Christ coming into the world. And in those 4,000 years, there was prophecy and promise made to man from God. And those who were called the chosen people, they basically were divided into two groups: those who waited and those who prepared. Those who waited, well, they weren't prepared. They knew not the day nor the hour. Our Lord came knocking on their door, and they had no room, because they made no room. Every year, there are basically two types of people when it concerns Christmas spiritually: those who are waiting and those who are preparing. That's up to the individual to prepare. Oh, sure, we prepare our homes. We decorate our treats. We bake. Our presents we buy, and we prepare in that way, and we expect for that great feast of Christmas, maybe more of a holiday than a holy day for many. But to prepare is another whole thing, because to prepare means that we have to understand the spirit of the season, or as I say, the reason for the season. And it has to be about our relationship with the good Lord. We pointed to the liturgical year starts today. We remember the prophecies. We remember the promises from Adam until John the Baptist. John the Baptist's last message is prepare. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Prepare yourself to receive him. You know, it's interesting. We go through the liturgical year every year, and we somehow find ourselves confounded by why we haven't made more progress And the reason why we haven't made more progress is because we don't live the liturgical year as we should. We're not just supposed to live the liturgical year throughout the year. We're supposed to live the liturgical year throughout the day. And we're supposed to live the liturgical year as we go to Mass. We prepare. We approach. He is born on our altars. He communicates with us his love. He allows himself to be consumed as he allowed himself to be crucified by us in order to rise in us and then to lead us to our true home, which is heaven. That happens at every Mass, or should, with each individual. It should happen every day. We begin our day the same way, so that by the end of the day, we find ourselves closer to him. Christ is born anew in our hearts every day. Of course, we have those times that are emphasized throughout the liturgical year as we approach each of the seasons. They definitely have their place. But in order for us to make any progress whatsoever, we have to, as St. Paul says in today's epistle, wake up. My mom had a saying when we were being stubborn, or she was correcting us. She had a few of those sayings, as no doubt your own mothers had. But she would say, wake up and die right. I didn't know what that meant when I was growing up, but being a priest now for 28 years, yeah, wake up to live right in order so that we can die right. In order so that we can realize the purpose, the reason why we are alive. And it's not about what you know, what you have, what people think of you, wealth, fame, fortune. Those are absolutely dead ends. It doesn't mean that they don't have a purpose. They most definitely do. But we don't make them the end, we make them a means to the end. Our purpose is something greater. We're called to be something better, something higher, which we can achieve, but not by ourselves. Like St. Paul says, I can do all things in him who strengthens me. But our Lord warns us, without me, you can do nothing. As we begin the liturgical year, let us consider our relationship with the good Lord. Let us not work on it just an Advent, but every day. And if along the way we find ourselves stumbling or falling, we know where we can go to get help, a recourse. We go to him. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Why? Because he loves us. But he won't force himself to be one with us. He waits for the invitation. But in order for us to make that invitation, we better make sure that we have made room. We have to weed out things, get rid of things, stop doing things that would keep him at a distance. And whatever we do, do for the love of him who does for the love of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.